Phoenix Audio presents
Plumbing for Willie by Mary Higgins Clark. If Elvira Meehan had been able to look into a crystal ball and watch the events of the next 10 days unfold, she would have grabbed Willie by the hand and raced out of the green room. Instead, she sat and chatted with the other guests of the Phil Donahue program. Today, the subject was not sex orgies or battered husbands, but people who had messed up their lives by winning big in the lottery. The support group for lottery winners had been contacted by the Donahue show, and now the worst-case guests had been chosen. Elvira and Willie would be a counterpoint to the others, the interviewer told them. Whatever she means by that, Elvira commented to Willie after their initial interview. For her appearance, Elvira had had her hair freshly colored to the soft strawberry shade that softened her angular face. This morning, Willie had told her that she looked exactly the same as she did when he'd first laid eyes on her at a Knights of Columbus dance more than 40 years ago. Baroness Min von Schreiber had flown into New York from the Cypress Point Spa in Pebble Beach to select Elvira's outfit for the broadcast. "Be sure to mention that the first thing you did when you won the lottery was to come to the spa," she cautioned Elvira. "With this damn recession, business is not so brisk." Elvira was wearing a pale blue silk suit with a white blouse and her signature sunburst pin. She wished she'd managed to lose the